Well, hello there. Hi there. Hi. And I want to say happy Mother's Day before Mother's Day even get here, because my ultimate goal is to be able to give some of these nuggets before Mother's Day. And anybody can talk about, you know, a controlling mother. And some of y'all might be saying leader too, but whatever. That's because people don't know the difference between leadership, order, and control. So that's all right too. But my most important goal is to be able to talk to you mothers who are still connected at the umbilical cord with your daughter. Now, we're just talking about mothers and daughters right now. We'll probably get some guy to come on here who'll be bold enough to talk about, you know, fathers and their issues with their sons. That's definitely an issue we need to be talking about, you know, for such times that we're in right now. But I wanted to kind of share just a little bit about this subject, because this is so important for us to talk about, you know, because, you know, in my book I talk about the curse of dishonor, you know, and by us being mothers, you know, many times we, because we know what we've been, we're trying our very best not to, you know, want to, I call it just not suffer to see my daughter go through what I've been through, you know. So here we are, we're trying our very best to, you know, be loving and, you know, and concerned, but at the same time, we're just simply just going through narcissism, control, the whole nine, you know, because we think that we're just trying to be a parent. We are just totally out of line, out of boundary. And so this kind of emotional legacy of this kind of infection of relationship issues that we went through over the years in our lives, now it's become the emotional legacy of all kind of stuff. And so it came into a whole lot of different other dimensions. You know, from us really, really trying to be a good mother. But I really wanted to say this to you mothers, you know, and then you daughters. You got to know, you really don't know what it really, really means to mother until you become one. I thank God that even though I went through several different challenges as a young girl, you know, because even though I was young and had made some silly decisions, I still had to understand that my mother, in her own way of what she, you know, knew how to do, and, you know, I still had to understand my responsibility, as the Bible is telling us, that we need to make sure that we honor our parents. You know, we need to make sure that we understand, regardless if we see if they're deserving or not. Now, I know that there are some that is horrible and have done some horrible things to some of the women and some of the women and young girls, and this is the reason why many of them act the way they do, even with some of their own peers and their children. And so I know it was my issue. And so first I want to make sure that we recognize the fact that in order for things to go well with us, we got to make sure that we do what Ephesians chapter 6 is telling us. He says, honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment, with a promise that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy life long, long life on earth. Okay, and people don't take this serious, but it's a very serious matter. And so as the years went on and I began to just really, really just had this breach, I call it an invisible breach that she couldn't see, but I knew I had it. And if she had one, it didn't matter to me. I just know how big mine was. And but we got to understand that, you know, when we have these issues, we got to deal with this stuff gently. We got to make sure that we obey our parents, but making sure that we don't obey them in the realm of a childish mindset. We need to obey them in an adult mindset. And so, you know, whether they, like I said, deserve this honor or not, that's not your business, is what the Bible says, and that's the bottom line. It's going to be already all right, already, regardless of what you think, period, okay? But we need to also pray for them. See, God understands that we've been hurt. God understands where you have been. But this message is to talk to you about your boundaries. This message is to talk to you about the thing that you're being challenged with, that you can't seem to go any further because they keep, you know how they say, they keep on coming in my business. You know, they keep on calling over here, getting on my nerves, you know. And so I'm going to set my timer here because, hey, ain't no telling what might come out of this message. I don't want to go too far here. But I want to say this as we begin to talk about the boundaries, when we talk about communicating. One of the most important things we need to make sure we do is make sure we let them know, I love you, but this is where I've got to draw the line. Let me put this phone down so I can draw this, do this on a timer on here. This is where I got to draw the line, you know. And many of us don't want to draw the line because we figure if we draw the line, then they're going to start wanting to draw away from us and want to talk to us about to other siblings, or, you know, we appear that we're a bad daughter, you know, because we done drew away for a while. But in a way, that's kind of good that you get a chance to draw away so you can see how are you going to communicate what you're really feeling, okay? And so it's okay to draw away, but it's not good to stay away because it's your parent. You cannot just separate yourself from your seed. You got to be able to find a way to communicate to your parent. Now, if there's something that y'all got a big old wedge between y'all right now, and you're not talking, and you haven't been talking, and the sun is in months and years, there's something wrong with that now. You got to understand God is watching over that. And so it took me a very long time, and trust me, what I grew up with, I believe if I came out of it, you can too. And another, I'm going to say, trust me, real loud, that if now and me and my daughter are able to communicate all the hell I sent her through with being Miss Super Spiritual and, you know, so anointed, highly favored, and that kind of thing, and all the time just got a bad breach with my daughter and my mom. I know I am talking to somebody, but I bless God today that me and my daughter have a wonderful relationship. I bless God for that, and I plead the blood of Jesus over that we remain that because God has really brought us a very long way. Now, let's look at some of the things you got to do. First, number one, you got to make sure that you set your boundaries, okay? You got to communicate. So you can't communicate boundaries by not talking. You can't communicate boundaries, you know, about how you really, really feel about a matter until you begin to really get before God and ask God to help you with what you're really feeling about your parent, okay? I had to go to God. I had to cry out constantly, God, help me. You know, I just can't stand her. You know, she makes me sick. It's always got to be her way or the highway. Now, what you got to understand is when you're trying to communicate something, you got to make sure that everything that's really harsh in your heart, everything that you have really made up in your mind, you ain't going after no calls, you ain't going over nowhere near her, you got to dismiss this stuff. You got to take it to the altar, and guess what? You're going to have to practice leaving it there continually, because it is a process. We say, oh, we forgive, but yet in our heart, we still have what I call residue of the hell that got on your nerves. And so how are you going to do that then, Dr. Murphy, when these people doing what they're doing to you and talking about you and treating you the way they treat you? Well, the first thing is I said, you got to pray, and you got to pray for real. I had to pray for real and say out of my mouth, I love my mother. God, help me love my mother for real. Help me forgive my mother for real for what I feel is just not right, you know, unjust the way she has done me, you know. But if you want to really reach this really, really goal of trying to let it go and not worrying about whether or not she let it go for your side of the story, it's not about what they're thinking. It's for you, okay? That forgiveness is for you. And so you want to set the boundary, okay? Set the boundary, which means that you want to make sure that you begin to try to reconnect in a way to let them know, I just call to say hi. And if they go, yeah, what you want now. You know, whatever that may be, it doesn't matter. What's important is that you made the first step, okay? You're trying to connect. You're trying to just let them know that you're saying hi. Whether they have this negative type of behavior that's causing you to feel, you know, unhealthy in your emotions, you know, because love is a powerful bond. It's up to you to be able to start to let it process. Let God do the watering on it, but you want to clearly set your boundaries. You want to give them clear cut. If you get the chance to talk, it's not the reason why I didn't talk to you and the reason why I didn't do this and you did this. No, you don't need to go backwards. You're trying to go forward. And so you don't want to think about those things that were old. You want to go forward. And so you want to make sure that you think about, like, the reason why you didn't answer the calls or the reason why you didn't answer the text or whatever it is. You just want to even just, if you gotta have to give up some excuse, just simply say, I just wasn't feeling up to talking. Whatever that is, but just don't be rude. Don't be disrespectful, you know, because they have said or done things that you know that clearly that they have, you know, that they're valid about what you know is true. You don't need to go there, okay? Just let your boundaries be like one breath, one step a day, okay? Because we know this is very difficult. And so I know I won't get through all these lessons today, but I want to kind of give you some plugs that you can think about, because Mother's Day is coming up, you know? You know, time is getting very, very short. People are dying at the drop of a hat. You do not want to, you know, let your mom go or let, you know, a loved one or whoever is meant to you or someone that you know you're very close to and you may be going through with them. You know, you don't want to let this day go by without trying to get this thing straight, you know? You want to assert these things things, what's really, really troubling you, so you can go forward. So you don't want to, you know, say stuff like, I feel this way because maybe feel this or that. Always say that you feel this way because you want to feel better about what has happened between you. And if you don't want to say between you, just say, I just want things to be better. You know, because sometimes when you start to say between us, what about between us? If you weren't so rebellious, if you weren't so stupid, you know, because parents do that because they're angry. But does it make it right? No, it does not. Oh, let me slow it down. Anyway. So you do not want to always think about those things that they said, which means you're going to love and you want to honor them, but you don't have to always obey the thing that you know is not right and not healthy for you, okay? We honor our parents and we do obey them as children, but when you come an adult, you do not have to obey everything they say that you feel within your own mindset, prayerfully, that is one that is strong and is being led righteously and not by deception, then you want to obey what God is leading you. You do not have to always obey your parents in those realms when you're an adult. So the role that you need to look at is that you're now independent. You're not connected to her umbilical cord anymore. You're taking your own dependency, and that you are mature, and yet you're thinking about the things that they have said, and you're praying about those, but you're going to obey what the Holy Spirit is telling you to do. And then you're going to humbly let them know if they ask you that, you know, you chose to do it this way, okay, or that way. Otherwise, you're going to find yourself trying to do the thing that you know that is not good just to please them, Lord. So think about this, too. You got to recognize any areas in your life that you know that you are feeling guilty about, okay? Think about those things that the devil uses all the time to keep you in a control state, you know, so you can think about, you know, how am I going to make sure that if I hear this from them, if I hear that from a sibling or somebody say this, their mama said this or that, then you won't start having these guilt statements going over and over in your head so that you won't, you know, feel so bad about them. Okay, you may hear stuff like, how could you do this to me after all I've done for you? You know, how could you do that? You know, why would you do that? Why didn't you buy me after all the money I've given you? I've loaned you this and you haven't even bought me a car. You know, when you start hearing these types of messages, and the worst one I hear is, I guess after I'm gone and dead, then y'all will think about what I'm saying. That one, that makes me real, real sick. After I'm dead and gone, you'll be sorry. That's really, really sad. But these are some of the ways that a lot of controlling, manipulative mind mothers tend to do. And it's a shame. But sometimes guilt and manipulation comes all dressed up even in religious talk. Like, you know, how can you call yourself a Christian? You know, I thought Christian was supposed to think another way. You know, you might be really having some kind of spiritual reaction to your whatever church you're going to. You know, you hear all these type of negativities. But as a mother, people tend to think that they have a right to say these things. But God has clearly said to us that we are not to give and not to be self-centered in our tone and in our ways, you know. And we got to notice that it does not tell us that we can do whatever we want or whatever we want to do or how we want to do it to make our way seem the right way or the better way. And so you got to recognize these guilt messages and these messages that we tend to do on our own, you know, because we think it's going to help us be able to let them know this is as far as I'm going with you and you're not going to be able to do anything. See, these guilt messages are really a disguise in anger, okay? They're disguised if there's a problem, you know, even though you may not be able to explain or justify right then and there about what is going on. But if you react negatively, you have lost your boundary, okay? Proverbs 25:28 says, like a city whose walls are broken down, is like a man without self-control. So if your mother has the power to make you react, then she is inside your walls, inside your boundaries. You got to stop reacting. You got to pray. You got to be proactive. You got to give empathy. You got to understand that some of this stuff that they grew up with are from their own mamas. And after I got to know my grandmother, I saw why my mom was like she was. So we got to recognize that these things, they will become rippling. You will think that you're not doing what your mother have done to you. You're doing to your own children. I was doing to my daughter. That's what I'm trying to take you down. Lord, help us all. So this other tip I want to give you, look like I'm running out of time. I want you to think about, you know, how you got to confront your concern about, you know, about you not being independent. Now, some people want to be, independent, to be codependent, because they have needs. You know, so a lot of these daughters want to use a parent and feel sorry for them and stuff like that because they know they need something from them. They might need some money. They might need some help. So they allow themselves to be controlled then or to a certain level till they get what they want. But before you can confront, you got to look at what is your motive here. You know, what is your highest and best motive of the course that you really, really are trying to run here and that should be love? You know, your best has to be love because the goal of this command of love, which God teaches us through his word, is for us to have a pure heart and a good conscience, okay? So confront because you won't help to solve your problem. Confront because you want God to show you and that and your mother how you all can grow in this relationship together from this issue. You don't want to just stay there. You know, who wants to always just go to bed thinking, everybody going over mama, I ain't going. You know, I don't want to deal with her. You know, she still got that attitude toward me. She always treat this one better than me. You know, if you want to think on that, you stay there. Stay right where you are. Because you want to only be, I call it a sap sucker. You want to get what you want when you want to get it. So that means you'll deal with the feeling of rejection and all that until you have a need. I don't want to preach. So many mothers are going through stuff themselves. You know, but we got to understand that it's not justifiable for them to treat you any kind of way. But you got to confront with love. Okay. Let me give you this one. Time running out. You cannot think about how you're going to idealize the confrontation, okay? So while a good confrontation with a parent is good, but you got to make sure that the key to your freedom is going to be what do you need for your emotional growth? You know, when you go through these steps of trying to get yourself and her to get through the healing process so you both can grow in love and respect for one another, you want to make sure that when you're working through these things, and when you're trying to get yourself away from the situations that make you feel, you know, like they're crossing the boundaries or making you feel like that they're treating you in a way that's making you feel low, it's time for you to be able to draw the line and discuss this. So what you got to first distinguish the difference between hurt and harm. Because some adult children, I want to keep that real, over my years I've seen cases that just really, really bothered me that came for counseling. And some of these adult cases really brought tears to my eyes when they left my office, that they are so fragile and they're so brittle, you know, to the point they look like they're on the edge of insanity. You know, when people cannot voice their, you know, their heart, because I know I had a reverential fear for my mother that I talked about in the last session I talked to you about. You know, I had a reverential fear that I could not tell my mother no. But we got to make sure that we confront these needed issues in our lives, that we can move them around so they cannot continue to control us because fear and hurt will injure us and them if we don't get it straight so that we won't dishonor them. So you got to give the parent the time and the space to look at what you have voiced to them, whether they wanted to hear you or not. If you have to write a letter, do whatever you have to do or do a recording. But you're going to have to make sure you set that boundary so they will know, I love you, but this is as far as you can go with me and my marriage. You can't tell me how to handle my marriage. You can't tell me how to handle my children. You can't tell me, you know, where they can go, when I should be able to, you know, do this or that in my life, you know, or calling me out of my name because it did not turn out the way you wanted to or the way you think it should be. You know, we have a lot of parents that are doing that, are very controlling. And then we have those who will not understand the hurt and harm that they do emotionally to the children who they just seem to not even recognize the fact that they have special needs too. Every parent should know what their child's needs are. They should know them because they came from them. You should know them better than themselves, actually, in some respects. Because there's things that a parent knows about a baby from the moment a baby is born, and that is when a baby cries, you can hear that cry in the wee hours of the night when you're in a deep sleep. You can hear the You know your baby is crying because you know that sound. Same thing. If you walk in a room, your mother could be able to tell you're down, you're low, you're depressed because they love you. Now, we got to know that some say, well, my mother don't love me. My mother don't even care. Many days I went around her, she couldn't even tell I was crying. I had been crying. I was crying before I get there. I was depressed. She didn't even look at me. She don't even give me eye contact. But then my other sisters and my other siblings come around. She talks to them and laughs at them, but not me. I know I am talking to somebody. But you hear me because my time is wrapping up. You do want to talk about the problem because you got to convey your love. You got to convey your love and your honor. You want to talk about it. You got to set the boundary in a very calm and nice way, you know. So you tell them, I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you about something. You ain't got to bring it up about our relationship. You said I need to talk to you about something very important. And that's pretty much how I did it. You know, when I had an opportunity to sit down and talk to my mom about some things I was very disappointed as a child about, you know, one mama told me, I won't ever forget, she said, you know, Sandra, I did what I knew how to do back then. I didn't mean no harm. I didn't mean to hurt you. I didn't know that it hurt you. Actually, I thought you were strong enough to deal with that. See, a lot of parents feel that even though we may feel fragile, we may feel hurt and deeply wounded or feel rejected, many of them don't realize what they're doing because many of them was raised up in the same type of way. And so there's no prescription I can give to you about this addiction to control the daughter or this addiction to be keep them in a codependent type of way. But what I can say, you got to make sure you return your love and your honor again to your parent through conversation. I mean, through a way so that they can know that, you know, you're doing your best to let them know you love them, you know. Now, this is only part of what I can say now because you know your mother. Nobody knows your mother better than you. I always tell people that all the time. You can't tell me about my sister. You can't tell me about my brother. You can't tell me about my mother. You can only tell me your experience. But you can't tell me I know them. Uh-huh. And so the thing that I know will never be 100 because only God knows better than we can ever know. But when you are in a family, that's why it's called a generation. We pretty much know what we grew up in, and we know all about the situations at hand. And so I want to say this. The very context of what you're thinking about now, there's my bell, concerning your parental confrontation, you got to know that you got to look at, what am I about to say? I need to assess this through my daddy God. I need to make sure that I don't go over the boundaries. I need to make sure that I be direct, importantly, that I make sure that I be honorable. So you got to decide what the conversation you're going to say and see whether or not that conversation is timely. Is it time for you to even say that? Because too often we're ready to say stuff that God is not ready for us to do. You listen to me. God wants to speak to you right now about not just the holiday that's coming up, but about your way, about the situation that he is saying to you right now. He's talking to you about what are you thinking about what you've been through, even though that it hurt you. You know, what are you thinking? What do you want? You know, what do you want from me? What do you expect from me? See, because a lot of the things that he is saying, if you're expecting this from me, then I can deal with you. I can prepare you to go to the next dimension of healing. But if you don't actually deal with what you're really, really going through, then Daddy is saying, then I guess you're ready to stay right where you are. You don't want any more. You're not trying to come out of this place. And so I speak that to you today. I speak that you will process the things that I've covered here today. As you begin to look at what it is that's causing you to be in this place, what it is that's making you to, you know, not want to get any different. As they say, you want to be different, but it hurts too bad. Father, I pray by the power of your blood and your cross even now that one that is listening to me, all the things that we briefly talked about here today, that they'll begin to realize that the love and the honor that is so due to the parent because of your word and your commandment, that they will not try to analyze it, but they will prepare in prayer with you so that you can get them to understand, though they may hurt, though they feel that they have even been dishonored and mistreated and rejected, that you will show them how to set the boundary in love, how to confront in love, and that they will begin to have that type of mother and daughter relationship that they so desperately need. I pray, God, that in Jesus' name, that they'll be reminded according to Ephesians 6, 2, and 3, that as they begin to honor their mother, God, as they begin to honor their parent, that they will understand that things will go well with them and that things will begin to heal according to your time that you will show them that you have it in your hands. And so we love you for what you've done, Daddy, even on this call today. I thank you for your message that you're going to give to them as they process, as they begin to face the Mother's Day, which is such a sensitive time and holiday that many have even lost their parents. But they are willing to move forward for the healing process. And so we thank you that you're doing that in their hearts today. In Jesus' name. Well, I hope I get to talk to you all in another week or so. I said I was going to try to do these as I lead all the way up to Mother's Day. I pray that this will be an opportunity for you to be able to really, really look at and assess those things that are unhealthy for you and those things that you do not want to ripple on to your own daughter or son, for that matter, because it don't necessarily mean that it has to be a daughter. But we're talking about daughter right now, because you want to create a way to maintain your boundaries so that you won't keep on thinking that this is still your little girl or your little boy. See, a daughter might get involved with their daddy because mom is driving them crazy. Many times they'll go over, how they say, going somewhere else because of that. And so I just thank God that he is doing the thing that you want in your life even now. And so, Father, we just praying even now that you continue to talk and lead and guide them and show them what is good for them, and that they'll look at where they're lacking, the thing that you want them to do, that you want them to see out of this situation. So confrontation. Confrontation is going to require your love, as I said earlier on. Confrontation is going to require your prayer time. Confrontation is going to require you to really, really see where are you in your forgiveness. Confrontation is also going to let you see whether or not if you're really being, you know, kind, and are you exemplifying the fruit of the Spirit. You know, one of the things I thought was so interesting, the person that came to see me, this was a leader. And many of the leaders today who are in the Christendom are not really, really connected to their parents today. A lot of them are preaching love on holidays, on Valentine time and stuff like that, and hosting events. And they don't even speak to their parents. They don't even visit them. You listen to me. The greatest thing you could begin right now, if you're a leader, listen to me. I had to see that in my own heart. Sure, there would be times that I'd be so frustrated that I didn't want to deal with her or try to, you know, bear with the attitude that she had. But you listen to me. You must, in all the things that go well with you, you must. There is no way around this. You must honor your parent. You must show that love. You must seek God about your forgiveness in your heart for whatever reason that you are, you know, keeping yourself from them. Why? Because if you cannot love and honor your parent, you need to understand that you need to prepare for God to get you in this healing process right now. You hear me? Because you need to find somebody you can get in counseling with. If you do not, it's going to ultimately destroy you emotionally if it hasn't already. So you got to find a friend. You got even a support group, somebody to counsel you, something. Read a book, whatever it's going to take to deal with those wounds that you feel that your parents have caused you. And so this will help you to be able to understand love, you know, and honor and how to let the thing go. And over the years, if you think about it, so many children today are hurting themselves many times because of the thing that began at home, okay, the thing that began at home. So set your boundaries. Remember to communicate and have a wonderful holiday and celebrate your mother because she really does love you. She just may be trying to learn how to do it better. God bless you. Please share this message. We'll talk soon. Love you.